listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the National News Briefing. The victims in the latest school shooting in the US have been identified as 3 9-year-old students and 3 staff members aged in their 60s. A heavily armed 28-year-old woman opened fire at a Nashville primary school overnight, believed to be a former student. Officer John Drake says it appears to have been a planned attack.
We have a manifesto, we have some writings that we're going over that pertain to this day, the actual incident. We have a map drawn out of how this was all going to take place.
Meantime, U.S. President Joe Biden says more has to be done to stop gun violence.
It's ripping our communities apart, ripping at the very soul of the nation. And we have to do more to protect our schools so they aren't turned into prisons. So I call on Congress again to pass my assault weapons ban.
There's now been 129 mass shootings in America so far this year. A bill looking to overhaul family law will be introduced to Parliament today. The Attorney General says Australia's law system has lost its way, with currently too many separating families, enduring court delays and inadequate protection from family violence. The proposed changes aim at putting children first. Meantime, questions are being raised as to whether the federal government's safeguard mechanism will mean less energy supply and higher bills. The Chamber of Commerce and Industry is concerned a hard emissions cap could badly impact the hip pockets of households and businesses. But ANU climate policy advisor Professor Christian Downey doesn't think there's anything to worry about.
Solar and wind are already competitive with coal and gas. And the more renewables we get into the energy market, that will drive prices down.
A new report has found a third of Aussies have had to lean on their family and friends for financial help in the past 12 months amid the rising cost of living. And researchers say there's a very good chance the Tasmanian tiger could still exist in the wild, with more than 1,000 reported sightings in nearly 100 years.